Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed. Well, good morning to you, and thanks for being here. Wow, what a topic today. Romance, happiness, wealth. My little lonely heart says, what? My heart's really not lonely. But my heart yearns for something more than this world in which I live. How about you? I mean, seriously? We are the most amazing creatures out there. We can dig the dirt and dig up dirt. I just love to watch the capability of our race today. The people talking about this, that, and the other, finding the stuff on somebody, doing the duty, pulling up crap, trying to make someone look bad when they could really just focus on making their own life better. Wow, the potential of human beings. Wow, what a life we live. Boring, stagnant, routine, blah. No love, no wealth, no happiness. Ugh. I know lots of people living like that, and I don't understand why. Because I know that it's really just a personal choice away. But we don't see that because here's what happened. When we were little, we didn't worry about finding a cure to a disease until we found out someone had a disease. And then we were perplexed by it. We couldn't find a way to save somebody we loved from dying. That tragedy of death. But we were just the little kids. So what did we know? We knew a lot. We knew a lot more than we were ever given credit for knowing. So when we were little, focus on curing anything. Because we were focused on playing forever. We didn't like the end of a day. And we weren't looking forward to the end of a work week. We didn't even understand what our parents were going through, because we were living with exhilaration for life, and our role in life was what we lived. We were creating new knowledge, routinely creating new knowledge, not following boring routines routinely like our parents. We couldn't relate to them, and they could no longer relate to who we were. They just couldn't get it. For some parents, it was so perplexing that they were cruel to their children who had the freedom to gain new knowledge all the time instead of going out and doing a boring routine rut to put the food on the table, the clothes on the backs, the roof over the head, the protection from the storms. Wow, what happened to life, that exhilarating life? Let's take a look at it. Because, you know, I realize today is episode number 996. That means I've got 4 days left, short-lived career of mine, longer than a lot of people spend in any job. A lot of people jump around from job to job because they're very unhappy at following a routine rut, but they don't know anything different. They've never seen that there could be something different. So my career, this shortest career I've ever had, because honestly, I spent 30-some years in one industry. And I spent 10 years in a coffee business. And so this 4 short years is nothing for me. To be here and do what I've done 5 days a week, basically, for 4 years, about 4 years, quite 4 years, only going to be 1,000 episodes. I'm going to be shy just a few months of making it for 4 years, but that little bit of time doesn't matter to me, because what I'm working on requires that I move forward and do something more exciting than what I'm doing right now. I had a breakthrough, and I'm making a break. And you're going to go with me if you so choose, but you're going to need to be following me in Facebook. And in Facebook, I'm Jill.Reed with the number one. Jill.Reed, R-E-E-D, one. That's me in Facebook. You'll be able to see what I'm up to in there, in my social media. You know, there are so many forms of technology right now that this one that I chose 4 years ago almost, I did choose it 4 years ago. I didn't leap into it until the year 2013, but I chose it in the late part of the year, the last few months of 2012 when I completed another project. So all of my projects that I have involve my future. And I realize that a lot of people don't even have projects, aren't focused on the future because they're stuck in the trap of today. What does that trap look like? Here's how it looks, just like I described before. Get up. Get ready. That means cleaning up and eating, hopefully. Go to work, do the same thing in what I do for a living today as I did yesterday and will do tomorrow, complete my work day, punch out of the time clock if that's what you operate in, and go home, eat, watch TV, don't talk to anyone. Because there's nothing to talk about that's exciting. Oh, maybe watched something on TV that got me excited, all lathered up for somebody else's happiness in their creation while I lived in productivity. Go to bed. Oops, looking over, seeing the person beside me is already asleep the whole day without feeling loved or love. Romance. Everybody wants it. It was a kind of life we really sort of lived when we were little kids. We knew what love for life was. It was us being in action, creating new values, which was knowledge to us, that we could put together and create new puzzles and create more knowledge within that puzzle. And create a new knowledge, set of knowledge, create a new puzzle. It was like the puzzle pictures formed before us. And we ran towards them because they came in because of the knowledge that we had. Oh, gee, I can button my sweater. That closed up my chest. Oh, I can learn to tie my shoes. That closes in my feet. We were all about learning something new. And when we stop learning, we go towards aging and death. That's right, we do. But you know what? We don't have to live like that. I want to give you a new picture. I said new, not nude. Get your head out of the gutter. I mean, what all went there with that? Did you hear it like I heard it, or was that my mind? Oh, my. We are so capable in seeing in pictures. See? I told you. Nude, a color. Oh, more than that, you put it there, right? Wow, the capability of us human beings, able to see in pictures and pull it in. Woo-hoo, right beside me, you bet. Mm-hmm. Where am I right now? I'm right here on Blog Talk Radio with you. The technology that I thought would bring me what I really wanted to bring in. And it brought me some, but it didn't give me all that I really want. Not for my next picture that I see, which was always a part of my big picture, but I had to gain some knowledge. I had to find out about the people. And what I really discovered was most people are into following. That's because we've been programmed that way. We've been programmed to follow whatever a few people think is right for us. And boy, did we do a good job at it. We left that exhilaration for life that we had as children. We left it behind for this exciting, this boring, stagnant we live in as adults. The one I just described, getting up, going to work, checking out, going home, checking out into the TV, going to bed, checking out. When we were children, it was check in. Oh, I have to go check in with my parents now. I'll be right back. I've checked in. Now I'm ready to play again with you. This is so much more fun than being home with them. They're boring. That's what we disliked. We didn't like people dying, and we didn't like being bored. And as adults, people are dying, and they're bored, they're sick, they're broke. And we live in that kind of a system, but we don't have to live in it. We really could change it very quickly when enough people get a desire for more, not sex, a desire for freedom to do their own research and development in whatever their little pocket of knowledge reveals about them. And then they're going to want to live forever, just like we did as children. We didn't want the sun to set on another day. We wanted to play. Now we go, oh, please, let this day be over. And let my life be over, because there's a better afterlife out there for me somewhere. My loved one died, and I want to go be with them because I hate this life. And some people even consider that it's fortunate to die. Wow, what a messed up world. What a really messed up world. And we huddle up and puddle up in groups, separating even further than the only real separation that we have, which is male-female or female-male, whichever way you want to say it. Doesn't matter to me. There's a distinct difference there. Innies and outies. There you go. You know, I'm talking about belly buttons. Of course I am. Yeah. Some people have innies, some people have outies. Some people drive outies, and some people drive a Ford. You know, Henry Ford was an amazing man. He took a concept and made a complete change in the automobile industry. He took the assembly line, the precision of it, and created more cars more quickly and paid his people more money than any other automobile manufacturer. They wrote him up, man. They were making laws against this poor guy. But before Henry Ford and his incredible breakthrough that made the automobile industry more efficient, less expensive, and available to all the masses, there was a gentleman named James J. Hill that most people have never even heard of. That man, he was something else. In the transportation industry also. You see, there's plenty of wealth, but it's the delivery of those values to the people where the problem lies. There's abundance everywhere, but it's the delivery that's lacking. And we've evolved into higher technology all the time. James J. Hill, part of the railroad industry. And ships. I mean, this man was amazing. You should read about him, James J. Hill. You read his story, you're going to cry. You're going to feel bad that one man who was bringing values across the northern part of America, from the east to the west, that the government shut him down. The people loved the guy. He would take them and transport them to create the values in the west, which would help the overall growth of people's lives and the nation's lives. He'd take them there they would do something good and they could repay him. What a concept. Lifting people up to gain more for yourself as well as them. Awesome. Right? James J. Hill. Oh my, he competed with our government railroads. Do you think the guys that authorized the building of those railroads wanted someone to do better than them? No, ego got in the way. And they created antitrust laws against their very people. How sad is that? That's right. And so we live within the antitrust laws today. Oh my. And we're all stuck in that rut because of the jealousy that turned to envy of a few in the ruling class of government way back when during James J. Hill. So, yep, James J. Hill came up against him. Henry Ford came up against him. Anytime someone creates something new, it gets reviewed, and people think it's quackery, and eventually they decide it's really not. When I was a kid, I knew that I wanted to save my life because I was nearly dying many times before I reached the age of 2 and 3 years of age. When I was just a little punk little girl sitting there, well, lying there, I didn't have the strength to sit up, lying there in a stupid but yet very important stainless steel contraption bed with plastic overhead to live. I wanted more than living like that. If you've never had to live in a little box like that, you could accept the box of stagnation that you live in. If you've ever lived in that little box where you really couldn't do anything but lie there, either way, we've been lied to. There's a whole lot more to life than what you've ever seen. And once you see the picture of what life could look like if we just cured aging so we had longer lives to become wealthy and to let these smart geniuses who create all these wonderful values you have in your room, including health, they don't come from government. They're held back by government. When you get the picture of what life could look like without being held back and in these little rut boxes, then you want more. And you want the freedom for those who bring all these values to come upon them and to shower all of us, including the politicians that don't know what the hell they're doing, but damning us to hell of following. Even they will be free, happy, prosperous, healthy, happy, prosperous. I like that. Sounds to me like peace. Sounds to me like safety. When you have someone who can hold you back, you don't have freedom. When you hold yourself back, you don't have freedom. You're trapped in the thoughts of believing you can't. And Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you can't, either way, you're right. He knew that because he tried, and he succeeded. He came up against those who didn't want him paying his employees good wages. He came up on envy. We needed the cars at the time. We needed better, quicker housing. We still do. Why do we build houses the same way we built them for generations? That blows my mind. Why? Aren't the materials available to us? What's holding it back? Do we really have to drive cars or can we do hovercrafts? Would we really cloud that whole sky with little hovercrafts that bad as we do the interstate systems of 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lanes? Everybody trying to go down the same road, highway to get somewhere? Let's have super highways up in the skyways. We could teach a kid how to drive responsible. I mean, fly responsible. Not flying on drugs like they do today because they hate the world they're growing up in. They want to try something new because they found out when they did try that they could. But then they found out they were held back. Wow, what a life we could be living. We could be. If you've never jumped from a plane, you don't know what it feels like. I have. If you never had the courage to get into a plane and fly, rather than drive in the scary automobile structure we have, you don't know what you're missing. I'd rather have one trained pilot than a bunch of untrained drivers. All right, so, you know, when I was a kid, we went through driver's ed. And we realized a lot of people come to America untrained in driving, and they get a driver's license just two snips. One, study a little bit. Two, take the test. Fail it, keep coming back. You got to give it a little period of time. Go educate your mind a little bit more. Come back and pass the test. That means you're capable of driving on a street at 30, 20 or 30, and a freeway. Hey, it's 80 in Wyoming. 80 miles an hour. We don't have much traffic. Still pretty fast, right? But not as much fun as 120. If you've never tried it, you don't know. I wouldn't recommend it in a highly populated area. Or one with a lot of antelope. Rabbits are okay. Don't want to hit an antelope or a deer. You see, you have the ability to see a picture, don't you? I could hit a rabbit with a car. It's not going to really damage the car. The rabbit will be dead. Silly wabbit, roads are for humans. No, that's tricks are for kids. We humans create, we're the only known creators today, right now. We're the only known. We're the only thing known to create is the human mind. And you've got one. Start seeing your world in pictures and full in those pictures you want. It's important. You did it all the time as kids. It was routine. Now your routine is, it's a picture I don't want, but I follow it. It's a mental shift and then a physical shift of doing the things that you want to be in your life. It can be from romance to your work. You know that we get our happiness by being creative. Keep in mind, again, the human mind is the only thing we know that creates today. That's the only thing we know right now. We know it can create. We have the evidence all around us. Wow, right? How cool is that? You're one of them. You were born a conscious being. We don't live in nature anymore. We're very conscious, and we try to avoid nature at all costs. Hence, air conditioning and heating inside buildings. Not very many people want to live on the streets, homeless, freezing or burning up. And there's no reason for any of that today, except that we're held back by a small group of people with their agendas. And through their agendas, they create laws, rules, and regulations that aren't really for us. They're pretty much against us. And they keep people trapped in these jobs that are all wrong. The business structure and job structure is all wrong. I've seen a business job structure that is all right on, spot on, perfect for bringing out the creativity of every individual. I've seen it, I've used it, I get it, I know it, I can teach it. Those that have never used it can't teach it. It'd be like the teacher that teaches college that's never practiced what they teach. It's like a preacher who preaches what they never do. A doctor has to do what he has to do to save a life, and we can look at them, admire them, be grateful. We could practice what we want in our lives and get it. Woo-hoo! We can get good at it. We can take it into business. We could teach others to do the same thing we do. Everyone would be using their creative potential. Everyone would be happy because happiness comes through creativity. Become wealthy, we would be healthy, because a healthy mind requires that we're in creativity, not stagnation. A healthy, growing mind. Our children should not be held back in a school system with random memorization of facts out of context that will never lead them further down the road in creativity. The education system could change rapidly if set free from being a government-run system of control. So, business. We need happiness in our jobs because it's where we spend a lot of time. We've got to be creative. In our spare time, following the same thing day after day, no matter what TV show, is not going to cause your mind to have to make leaps. Oh, yeah, you might be able to figure out that Erica is going to do Eric tomorrow, that that's really going to happen, because you can see that Erica is not happy with Bobby and Eric's not happy with Susie, so they're going to get together and they're going to do the monkey stuff. There's much more to life than sex. We want romantic. We want it all. We want romantic love because that's where it feels good. Those first falling in love feelings that came along when you were going to do whatever you could do, create whatever you could create to get that person. And boy, did you try. You guys made up the corniest lines for us girls because you knew that we had to do the choosing. You knew that. Girls, we do the choosing. If we don't, the guy's out of our mind before he physically leaves our side. The guy has to be going upward and onward. That's his role in life, guys. You know that. Upward and onward. Happy going there. If the guy's not going upward and onward, we don't feel safe because he isn't. We're checking out and we're finding someone who does because we are the smaller, the weakest of the sex. Unless we're a bodyguard and we're practiced and trained, we're doing something that really required us to be physically strong. Men are usually larger, and we want you to be protectors. We're not talking about large. You get it? So we want romance. We want wealth. We want health. We want safety, and we don't get it in a nation. Any nation and all nations have always required initiatory force of government to have politics. They take from us. We've never seen the new paradigm shift into a government not based upon force, not based upon unhappy people living boring jobs without creativity, and it's time to live it. And I'm going to continue to bring you this, but in a much bigger way than I've ever done before. If you enjoyed the show, share it. 314-448-1462 is my number. Thank you for being here. Have an awesome day. Awesome day. Because I'm going to. You rock. You roll. Rock on, everyday people. All of us in a huge non-ruling class bring all the values to life, but we're board producers, and we're going to be exhilarated, sexy, romantic, healthy, value creators soon. Pushing on. In your song. You can be anyone you want to be. You just have to try.